Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all the beautiful people in the world. It's The Real Cleve with a special 4th of July episode for you. Hopefully you're enjoying your day, barbecuing, fireworks, for me as a CrossFitter, workouts, representing, all right, showing love, being with family, 4th of July. All right, listen, I want to talk to you real quick. I want to call some thoughts. You know how we do in Coyote City, sports to politics and everything in between, okay? Real quick, I want to talk to you. You think about the 4th of July? I know what you're thinking about. But we need to understand some things. I want to talk to you because this is the day, huh? Need to get excited about it. This is the day that the Declaration of Independence was signed, 1776. Here is the issue. There were people in this country, my ancestors, who were still enslaved at this time, okay? Which really highlights the core of the hypocrisy in America as it relates to race. In one respect, you want to show respect to those who have lost their lives. All ethnic backgrounds who lost their lives fighting against the tyranny of the British to create one of the most powerful countries to ever exist. But if we keep it real, if we had the courage to actually live those ideals that we promoted at this time, from those who gave their lives for freedom, there's no question we will be a better country because of it. But here's the truth. For African Americans, black people, melanated folk, aboriginals, we don't really quite have a true 4th of July. Okay? Not only because the 4th of July, that there was still slavery going on, but the truth is we have not really truly earned independence. Now we got a little bit of it, some semblance of it when in 1865, right after the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation. But listen, Dr. Boyce Watkins said this. He said, being free is far from being truly independent. So even though slavery ended long ago, the descendants of our historical oppressors still run every aspect of the lives of people who are melanated. They own all the large corporations. They own everything. All right? You have to go through these people to get anywhere. And that's difficult. That's hard. And you got to imagine from the perspective of this historical fact that on this day, some people cannot, especially those who are conscious, awoke, as they say, those who have studied history, to not be able to fully embrace this holiday, this national holiday, for themselves, because the truth is, this holiday was not made for them. It's not made for us. It's not made for me. Okay? Do we have empathy in this country? Are we showing love in this country to every human being? According to the Declaration of Independence, we're supposed to be created equal. All men are created equal, except the Negro. Now, I don't want to rain on your parade, but I want you to think, when you see somebody who doesn't look like you, who is not celebrating this day, can you understand why? Would a Jew celebrate a German holiday? I don't think so. Would a Japan celebrate what we did to them? No. I don't think so. Something to think about. All right, I want you to enjoy your day. It's Cleve. And listen, you might get to this tomorrow, you might get it today, but I want you to check it out. Follow me on Instagram, The Real Cleve. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Yeah. Let's go, champs.